Namunushenananada Ela kapla kurudosh dekle kurudosh dekate Ola mana mana shandala da 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 dina Zekona bani kani moni adanani atala gosh Shemala mana punde gede mozani nana La bakanda shabla garadila bundes Segrega de le mondo cadilla mandale gadesta se blangara de la mondo ste e la manda di atana mandes se la barada la da 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 ste saga da la da ne cada moni ada na na ste cala moni ada ole gala de na na ni ata na cani na na shandali na mukone na ni ata E kapala nani jana nani adani na kadia dosha. A kadalo sala badala bali adana manda shtari adagali adana dadashti. E kapala nana kane na manda shta blangara nina mani adani adaha.
It is time, it is time, it is time, it is time. Let's just begin to pray, let's just begin to appreciate the Lord. Shall we arise as we begin to pray? Nambala danakada labado shada lagada. Akapata nanakania bakane loje nanana. Ikamezo no bodina dadida shadilada nanana dina. Abata kada la dina kuni adana nina shada la dina dana nana Ye pata na kapata la babu shada la badiata Ika panta la mana mani dana shana mani niha Ambri abata la busu tumu guri la nana Ika mara busu nidale na mani Adama na kaniata na niyate na nata Shaka palida da da na kadu doji Zibala da 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 mu naniya Ambrua boku mu da da jilana Jesus Ulabani tanavani adaniye Sibali rabi anama na 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 maliyuda Ataka pala budu jadala baliyata Yene ma kanina bradina do Let's just begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Saprata kabala kabala bata kabala bala kabila dara. Yambra da kousa patole mantariya thala bosha da gaba. Ambra da waka dina bande sode ya bale gariya tashti. Bakatele bode shada la manana kada la mani atana. Ambra da sesu na ma na ma rende atana mina. Rende tena ma tanania. Abata kote le beze bana dara de na ma na ma na ma niya. Shaba la 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 shti niya thana na na ma niya thana na na niya thana na na. Amba niya na kaniya mi na ha niye. Amba niya na me na kaniya na niye. Ha ha. Zipa ka 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 le ba tumbre ka na ba la ba la ba. Se papa rada na bana da na bana da na bana muzina na 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 Ika mana me zame mokuni na na ni na Se kana muzine maradi ya de Ika na me shadani ya da na de na Hallelujah, Baba Kouza Bana Gega Thank you Jesus Hallelujah We've come to Convergence Season 3. And I want you to understand something, that God is ready for every one of us. You know, when we talk about prayer, we are looking at a communication system that has to do with divinity, with humanity. The reason why prayer is very important is because
we are trying to interface with divinity while we are still in the human system. That is the reason why prayer is important. Amen. So you see how that it is very important that we pray. And in the place of prayer, we are communicating with the Father. As sons, one of the things that we need to understand is that just like in relationship, it is important to have a communication system. If there is no communication system, there is no how that relationship can be effective. Amen. Alright, it's not a place of just praying and we are asking for things. Although it is part of prayer. But the main reason for prayer is for fellowship. Hallelujah. It is for communion and fellowship with the Spirit. And that's why the scripture says, when Jesus, he said he prayed always as his custom was. Now, the reason why he was praying was because it was a system communication with divinity. As long as you are in the flesh, you just have to pray. Anyone that is in the body is obligated to pray. Anybody. And outside of the body, we don't get to see that realm in the place of prayer again. I want us to understand something, that God is not calling us to prayer. He's saying that without prayer, we are dead. So people say that God is calling us. God is not just calling us to prayer. Without prayer, a believer cannot be effective here on earth. And if you are a believer, there's something that you need to understand. When Paul said that praying without what? Season. He said pray without what? Season. So there is no routine, no time like this is the time for prayer. In the Old Testament, they usually have time for prayer. Even Daniel had time for prayer. He prayed 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, like that, three times in a day. Alright? Okay, because I said 12 o'clock, so people want that. Don't worry, for theology movement, then you get to study it. Amen. But you see something that is important there. They usually have a time to pray. As a matter of fact, they even have a posture of prayer. And then they have a place they focus to. They see to pray. You know, when Solomon said when they came to Jerusalem, to the north side, to the temple, to pray that God will answer them, God will hear them. But it's no longer like that anymore. It's now in the spirit. So whatever we do now, it's in the spirit and not a... There's no posture. All postures in the New Testament is a posture. Whether you are in your bedroom, you have to be praying. And I know that there's going to be a baptism of prayer that will fall upon us today. That will pray without ceasing. I've been enjoying that for the past two months now. Anywhere, even in the toilet, I would just lay brother Labasha. And as I'm praying, all of a sudden, I just enter into that realm. That's glorious realm. It's a fellowship system. It's just how you fellowship with the Father. And that's why it's very hard for me to actually have a prayer point. When we say prayer point, Jesus never thought of that prayer point. There's no, he just prayed. You just have to pray. You don't have, there's no, and in the place, in the course of prayer, there are things that will be coming up. Okay, there are things that will be coming up that we can call prayer points. Because we begin to have revelations, and we begin to have a prophetic word that we need to speak for the season. So in the place of prayer, you are aligning yourself with the realm of your Father. And in other words, what happens is that there's an exchange of heart. Because in the place of prayer is where you see the Father doing things. When Jesus said that what I see my Father do, I do also. That is what happens in the place of prayer. In the place of prayer is the place of seeing what the Father does. And then you do them. Hallelujah. So we are going to be fellowshipping with the Spirit as we pray. He said, when I pray in the Spirit. He said, when I pray in tongues, my spirit prays. But my mind is unfruitful. And he said that I will pray what? With my spirit. And I will pray with my what? Understanding also. And I will sing with the word spirit, and I will sing with my understanding word also. So in other words, praying in the spirit is the life of a believer. Hallelujah. He said, praying with all kinds of prayers, supplications and all kinds of prayers in the word spirit. Hallelujah. Just begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. As we declare the convergence open.
Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. You are clearing the atmosphere as you fellowship with the Father. You are clearing the atmosphere as you fellowship with the Father. My time is calling.
Let me say something that you need to understand. Katamala Pushakaleka Marabanta Abata Kosumila Mania Ilama Prakose Pote Genemana Mena Alika Pataka Santala Maniko Ramalana. You know why it will not be difficult for a believer? See, one thing is never ever difficult for me to connect because of an understanding. You know, when you are in constant relationship with the Father, let me say something that you need to understand. Even when you even mess up, you know, one of the things that the blood does, he said that the blood, he said, is the propitiation. We have an advocate with the Father. You know why I'm saying that? Because I sometimes some people have it very, very difficult to fellowship with God and to pray. Most of the times, because of how they are, you know, they begin to think of what they've done, or they said something, they've done something. You know, that should not limit you with fellowshipping with the Father. That's why the blood was shed, so that you can have access into the throne. And then you can fellowship. And in the place of fellowship, there are things that the Lord does. There are times that He's going to drop some certain kind of habit away from you. The things you cannot deal with. Because you cannot deal with anything that has to do with nature. You cannot deal with it by your effort. He has to come and do that by Himself. And that's why I said, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. It is by the Spirit. And let me tell you, one of the things that happens in the place of prayer, we are offering upon the waters. Shabakandole bakasada. There is a realm. Let me say this, that you need to understand. Every realm that you want to enter into in God is launched in by prayer. By prayer. It can be prayer by meditation, it can be prayer by words, by prayer. You know, prayer has different skills and techniques and dynamics. There's an adventure in prayer. And that's why I enjoy adventure in prayer so much. Where I wake up in the morning, I walk down. Sometimes people meet me on the street, they don't understand. I will walk on the old road. And that's one of the things me and my brother used to do. Sami here can testify, one of the things that we do is that we are people of prayer. Wake up in the morning. Where are you? Bro, Alpha, 5 a.m. 4 a.m. Sometimes we walk. There was a time we woke up 4:30. We walk down. So we could do, came back. We're walking, praying. See, now that is still operating. Because in the place of prayer is where the things that have been freely given unto you will be revealed. And then you see it and then you manifest them. Shaba lema kabrate zoze lama. It will not be hard for you to connect. Already as I was praying, I've already received something. And somebody will see me outside doing something, they'll be like, when did this receive this one? But you will not understand. It's in the place of prayer. He said, as I see my Father, so he said, what I see my Father do, I do. In the place of prayer, that is what happens. Scripture says, he said, when you pray,
Not if you pray. When you pray, you just have to pray. You don't have any choice. Except you have something somewhere that you are believing, you used to believe. Except you have something somewhere you used to believe, that's why you don't want to pray. But if you know that as a believer, you are pure and you are clean, standing before the Father, you just have to pray. You don't have a choice. And this one does not have to do with one person or the other. Let me tell you what happened in the place of prayer. This happens. Let me show you something very... I will show you a testimony and we'll pray in this next one. As we're praying, I want us to focus and be able to fellowship. If you take notes, since when I've been talking about fellowshipping with the Father. Because that is what the Son does. As a matter of fact, in the Old Testament, when he was recognized as God over a people, so what they do is that they have a particular time that they will rent their clothes and begin to pray, oh Lord, help us. In the New Testament, except you're not a New Testament believer. A New Testament believer has a son. What happens with the son is a relationship thing. It's a fellowship. If I have a need. See, I was saying something to someone not quite long, and I was telling her that, you see, there are things that I can never in my life pray for. I will never, people can pray for it, they can pray that for me, but I will never pray that prayer. When I saw the scripture, when he said, for my Father, you know, when Jesus came to introduce who God is to us, he said, when you want to pray, say, our Father, who is where? In heaven. Hallowed be what? Be thy name. Thy kingdom what? Thy will be done where on earth as it is where in heaven. Now, there's something I noticed there. When he said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, who are the people to do his will? The people to do his will is his children, is his sons. And he said, the earth earnestly wait for the manifestations of the word, the sons of God. Hallelujah. So what happened? He said, our Father. So in other words, this is a son and a father relationship thing. And he said that when you have a need, your Father knows that you have a need. You know, you need these things. Your Father knows you need these things. He said, these are the things that the Gentiles look for. So it's not a place, we come. I'm not saying that we should not pray for something, no. But it's not a place to come and say, Lord, give me something, or Lord, do something for me. No. It's a place where you come to fellowship with the Father. In the place of fellowship with the Father is obligated, is bound to see the things that is not needful, that is not good in you, or that is needful and gives them to you, or that is not important and takes them away. And the things that are important to you, he gives them to you. That is what the Father is born to do. Your own duty is to do what? To have a fellowship relationship with who? The Father. So we are going to be fellowshipping with the Father. I want the consciousness of the Father to be in you. That came to me last year. God told me, he said, Father, alright. Sometimes I say Father. When we talk, me and my brothers, we say Father. It's normal to us. Say Father said, we understand when we say Father. Because he's our Father. I want that consciousness to be in you. Before we go into the worship, I want us to fellowship with the Father. Shabbat Akoto. So we are going to pray this prayer now. He said, call upon me and I will show you. Jeremiah 33:3. He said, call upon me and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest what? Not. Because the only difference between you and the people that actually do exploit is because you don't know. He said, they that know their God, they shall be what? Strong, and they shall do what? Exploit. So because there is no knowledge, he said, my people perish because of lack of what? Knowledge. So there is something you can know, and it is in the place of prayer you know those things, because he reveals it. He said, if you lack wisdom, ask the Father, and he will give unto who? Give unto you wisdom, the one who gives liberally. Amen. So now, one of the things we are going to be doing as we are fellowship with the Father again. I'm not the person that believes someone in opening. There's not like opening prayer. Prayer is a life. For a believer, there's not like closing prayer. You don't close prayer. We move, we continue in the realm of the spirit. Because we are in the spirit, we live where? In the spirit. That is where our residence, our house is. And that is what we are going to do. Let's begin our fellowship in the spirit again. I believe you now understand what it means to fellowship with the Father. He lamanda bata to sepele manama namosia.
Let your voice rise as you begin to fellowship with the Father. Maliga Papa Sampre Elemanka Papa Susara Maliga de Salabaliata. In the doctrine of believers, something happens. There is a release in the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Alabate Sepalata Lamata. Apalapa, apalapa, apalapa na kereze, kereze na mani, amalamina kala. Ele bala 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 bata ma kusepe pele miatalama. Yes, 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 yes. Na pape pe maligala nohehe. Elia de sepe telie manapali katasala. Ele mala pali gamame pehene mania. Yena mana me ani apandele bala ah hawa shalala ah bala bele la nana ikana tene derise
I want you to pray this last prayer that, Lord, give me capacity to receive what you want to drop into my heart today. I receive capacity. Father, I receive capacity. I draw capacity from my spirit right now. Begin to do that now. I want you to pray that prayer. Begin to pray that prayer right now. Shabante ko zolemande. Pray that prayer right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Just continue, continue, continue. You're already riding on that wind. Just keep speaking. Keep speaking to God. Keep speaking in tongues.